Again, thanks so much for everybody being on this call today to get the most up-to-date information, accurate information on what's going on and how we're handling the COVID-19 pandemic here in the city of Timmins. We've got all of our senior healthcare officials on the line. And as usual, we'll start off with the Portman Health Unit. Dr. Canton.
Morning. Thank you, Mayor Perry. So for today, the Porcupine Health Unit is pleased to say we've had no new positive cases reported as of the end of the day yesterday. As of the end of the day, we had 1,585 tests completed. As we all know, we're at 55 positive cases in total, 34 of which are resolved. And again, very sad to report that we have lost three lives. Had many loved ones along this course at this point in time. There remain 520 tests under investigation, and at this point in time, the government is extending all emergency orders until May 6th. We again re-emphasize the fact that we really need to stay the course, and we really need to ensure we continue to follow all the public health measures. We see the positive impact of maintaining physical distancing, staying home, and the infection prevention measures for each individual to be washing their hands more often, and all of the other guidance that we continue to give. So we thank everyone for their ongoing commitment to these measures, which we understand are extremely challenging and difficult as things continue to change and evolve. The Porcupine Health Unit continues to work with Timmins and District Hospital, as well as other facilities that are under outbreak, and we will provide updates as they become available and as appropriate to the media and other partners. We also continue to work with all long-term care homes and facilities in order to make sure all measures are in place and that we are able to support all of those that may be more vulnerable to this infection and protect all staff and residents within these homes and these care facilities to protect everyone from COVID-19. It's critical, again, that we all keep working together to stop the spread of COVID-19. Please continue to stay home as much as possible, avoid traveling between communities, go out for essentials, and if possible, only one member from your household at a time. Please, again, do not visit with loved ones or friends outside of your immediate household in person. Find other ways to connect virtually. Make sure you stay connected. Keep track of your mental health and find avenues to provide support and get support from those institutions or partners that you've had support from previously, as well as from loved ones. And again, I can't emphasize enough, it is just not time yet to let our guard down. We need to keep up this good work. We need to find ways to enjoy the nice weather and take advantage of our wide open spaces, but again, with members of your immediate household only. Stay physically distanced from others when out, even outside in the fresh air, and that's at least 2 meters apart. Enjoy the sunshine that it looks like we should have for the next few days. Stay emotionally and socially connected to others and physically apart. We are making a difference across the Porcupine Health Unit region, and we must stay the course. Stay well, stay kind, stay home. Thank you. Merci. Miigwech.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Catton. Next, we'll go to Blaise McNeil with the Timmins and District Hospital.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and others on the phone. The investigation process is ongoing at Timmins and District Hospital while we remain in outbreak. Safety and the well-being of our staff and patients remains our top priority. We will continue to work closely with the Porcupine Health Unit throughout the investigation. As we move into the weekend of warmer weather, it is imperative that we continue to follow the social distancing recommendations provided by the public health officials. As has been mentioned on previous calls, we have confirmation of community spread of COVID-19. The continued reports of positive cases is a clear demonstration that we will have a ways to go until the social distancing recommendations can be relaxed. It's been mentioned on previous calls that the Porcupine region is reporting the highest rate of positive cases at 6.5 per 10,000 population. This is an alarming statistic when the largest population center in the Northeast by comparison is reporting just over 2 in 10,000. It's abundantly clear that this virus is well established in the community. For the health of our community and our healthcare sector, it is vital that we all do our part to ensure this pandemic is as short as possible. I'd like to take a moment to extend my sincere thanks to those of the Timmins Police Service, the Najnabi Aski Police Service, the Timmins Fire Department, the Cochrane District EMS, Timmins Police Pipes and Drums, and Mayor Peary for their show of support during the Parade of Lights yesterday. Gestures of support like this continue to reinforce that we're enduring very difficult times, and even in those times, Timmins is truly a city with a heart of gold. Please stay the course. Stay safe, stay home. Please wash your hands often. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Blake. Next, we'll go to the media for some questions for our health experts. Okay, hearing none, then we'll move on to the Cochrane District Social Services Administration Board and Brian Marks.
Hi, good afternoon. For EMS, we had 15 calls in Timmins yesterday and 2 failed the screening. Food security programs distributed 86 meals at the Lord's Kitchen with the remaining 36 sent to living space. In addition, the Red Cross student nutrition program handed out over 100 hampers at Ross Beatty and 59 in their South Porcupine location. In terms of homelessness, no new updates. The numbers are consistent, and living space personnel continue to staff the locations to monitor and ensure social distancing. Children's Services are looking to open a second site in Timmins to provide child care services for emergency workers. You can check the Cochrane DSAP website for any updates in that regard. For our seniors' buildings, once again, implore people to not visit their relatives who are staying in seniors' buildings. please adhere to the instructions provided by Dr. Catton and stay in touch via phone. Rest assured, Cochrane DSAP personnel are conducting wellness calls. And all the appropriate signage is in place. In addition, we are able to deliver goods if seniors in our buildings require them, and we have line availability 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Brian. Next, we'll go to Chief Gauthier.
Thanks, Steve. First, I'd like to take the opportunity to thank the media for the coverage on yesterday's first responders tribute to the Timmins and District Hospital staff. I'd be remiss if I didn't also thank Blaze for allowing us to do that and for the participation of a lot of your staff yesterday, Blaze, so thanks very much. I just wanted to provide a little bit of a recap of our work week this week. So between the Sunday the 19th and yesterday, the 23rd of April, we received 4 COVID-related calls. So those numbers have decreased drastically from the start of the month. We've been monitoring the COVID-related calls into the police service since March, but in particular, it's 59 calls in total since the 1st of April. So that is good, but I don't want to discourage people from calling us. Over the weekend, we know that the warmer weather is coming, and I echo both comments from Blaze and, I guess, Dr. Catton, that enjoy yourself, enjoy your weekend, stay safe, but also I don't want this to be a message of that I'm trying to discourage anyone from calling us. That's what your police service is there for, is to follow up on any incidents of this type. So once again, thanks very much to the public for all your cooperation during this past week, and we encourage you to keep doing a good job and following the orders that were put down from the province of Ontario. Thanks once again. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. Thank you, Chief. We'll return to the media for any questions that they would like to pose. All right, hearing none, then we'll turn it back over to Mayor Peary for some closing comments today.
And once again, thank you very much for everybody out there that's fighting this on a daily basis. Everybody in our society that's helping Timmins become a safer, more healthy area. I want to thank everybody who attended that tribute yesterday. We had quite a crowd. all respecting the social distance, and it was certainly a pleasure to be a part of that, to thank the all of the staff, the 800 people plus that are working at Timmins District Hospital. Again, thank you very much. At this time of year, of course, it's been a long winter. We're going to have a nice weekend, thankfully, thank goodness. We're doing everything correctly, as you just heard the police chief's report. Everybody's doing doing their part to make it a safe place. I would like to ask the media, however, to really focus on one figure, and that's 6.5 cases per 10,000. Your DJs are out there in the press. The media has done a marvelous job. Please help reinforce the idea, because it's easy to forget and hear when we're having nice weather, that this is well established within our community and we've got a high rate of infection. I would ask you please to get that message out. We're doing the right thing, but realize of course, the danger is still amongst us. The other thing I want to talk about today, we've had some very stressful, and we're still going under some very stressful, trying times here within the city of Timmins. So is the nation. Nothing and nowhere more profound than what we saw last weekend in Nova Scotia. It's touched everybody throughout the country. And today, the National Police Federation, NPF, in partnership with the RCMP, is asking the citizens stop what they're doing. Today at 2 p.m. Atlantic time, 1 p.m. Eastern time, to pay tribute, to stop and simply a pause. They're asking that people step outside and line up on a sidewalk or edge of road, again, maintaining social distance, if possible, to observe a moment of silence for these tragic events, and with a bit of red clothing. So as difficult as our situation has been here, hopefully, and it's always possible to take a moment out of our day and to think of other people that are going through some traumatic, trying times as well. Thank you very much, and I hope the media can get that message out. It's only 45 minutes. Thank you very much. Bye now.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes?
It's Blaze here. I just wanted to say thank you for that. My focus was split this week between my problem here and my home province, and it's a very trying time there, I can assure you.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. McNeil. You and your staff are doing a marvelous job there in trying times. However, I can't imagine being on the ground in Nova Scotia right now and dealing with that unbelievable work of evil. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Perry, and thank you to the members of the media for joining us today.